If you look up the word mother in the dictionary, its definition is straightforward. A female parent. Ditto with a gender switch for the word father. The dictionary, it seems, doesn't get into the love part of the relationship much. The law isn't all about love either, especially when it comes to words that mean family. But it's coming around a bit. In today's world, where not every child has a mom, a dad, a sibling, and a golden retriever, courts are at last inching toward a warmer understanding of what it means to be a parent. But we're not totally there yet. A trio of cases decided within the past 5 months shows laws often uncomfortable entry into this century. The cases are examples of the old way of looking at family relationships, the new, and a little bit of both. First, the classic traditional definition. It used to be that father meant the man presumed to be the child's biological father. This was almost always the man married to the woman who gave birth, the child's mother. In the absence of a proven or assumed genetic connection, however, formal adoption was the only route to parenthood. This rule was not very flexible, but it made life simple for the courts. Parenthood meant blood ties or an adoption decree. And in a good number of states, it's still that way. Take the man in Nebraska who'd paid $158 in child support each month to help his son, but had never met the child. The son lived with his mother and stepfather for 12 years, and then the mother died. The biological father suddenly stepped in to claim custody of the 12-year-old, and the court sided with the biological father over the man the boy had called dad for 12 years. Sure, the court wrote the biological father had been a stranger at the mother's funeral, but the stepfather was a legal stranger in the eyes of the law. Though the biological father hadn't involved himself for the first 12 years of the boy's life, leaving that work to the stepfather, he was nevertheless the only legal parent the boy had left, and so had a superior right to custody over the stepfather who'd done the daily work of actual parenting. Most courts today look beyond biology when awarding custody to a parent. In West Virginia this summer, the lesbian partner of a 5-year-old child's biological mother won custody after her partner died in a car accident. The woman had helped raise the boy from birth and was his second mother, a psychological parent, the court wrote, a person who, on a continuing day-to-day basis, through interaction, companionship, interplay, and mutuality, becomes a parent. Deep attachment and emotional bonds won out over a percentage of genetic material, as one judge put it. But genetic material continues to play a role, even in cutting-edge cases. A few weeks ago, the California Supreme Court decided that a child can have two mothers, a lesbian couple who'd split. One woman had donated the eggs, and the other had carried the twins, so the court found that they should have equal parenting rights. This, even though the donor had signed a contract giving up those rights, and even though the court had previously decided that a child can have only one mother. One mother or two, one father or two. The judges who decide these cases work with a somewhat ethereal concept of the best interests of the child. And more, the strengthened bond of a relationship that would not have been recognized in years past is taking on legal significance once reserved only for blood and adoption decrees. One line best shows that, a line that likely would not have been written even 30 years ago, that a court must show love and sensitivity to the child's feelings at a difficult time in their lives. And then this, oh, that all of the children whose fates we must decide would be so fortunate as to be too loved. I'm Amy Guida.